Who needs help on the job lab? Any questions on job lab?
Well, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but I saw some interesting jobs in San Francisco. Do those count?
That's fine. You can use any jobs from anywhere. You can get jobs from, like, China if you want to.
I'd kind of like to be in San Francisco.
These go on announced, don't they?
Yes.
Yes, yep. That's Cisco Vision. Make sure you take any GOTS.net addresses you may have in your address books out, please, eventually, so that you don't send to the wrong list.
Okay.
Yep, it's going.
Is anyone having trouble completing the lab, or does anyone not understand what they need to do with it?
Some people haven't started, Grace.
He's talking about me. I haven't started yet. But I would be interested in knowing what websites people have gone to.
May I answer? My name's Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Of course you can. I'm out, guys. Cheerio.
Okay. Went to Monster as one of the job sites.
Monster's good. It can be a bit busy for some people, and some people may have trouble with that. Career Builder is very good. You can even do Craigslist, which is interesting to look at jobs in your city. Anyone else have any other ideas?
What is that one? What is the number of that? 1.2 or 1.2?
1.1.2.
Thanks.
I've been teaching ITE way too long.
That's okay.
Well, on my quest for searching for jobs in my area, I've been looking for work at home jobs, and I found a few good legitimate sites that are work at home jobs. They're not hiring in my state, though, but I did find there was a site called Jobs Online, and it gives you jobs in your area, and they're mainly looking for, like, veterinarians and doctors and stuff like that over here, and nurses, which I don't have the certified training for.
You're in California, right?
Yes, I am. And they were hiring at Best Buy, but those are the only computer jobs I've been seeing in this area, so...
That's a really good idea, Melissa. That's a good site for people to have a look at. Cool, thank you.
Which one is she talking about?
Jobsonline.net, was it?
Jobsonline.
Ah.
I think .com.
Okay.
And, yeah, once I get the site, I can probably paste it into the chat window or something.
Awesome.
Anyways, what you do is you create an account, and you basically refine your search, and it gives you a whole bunch of job categories. And it's pretty accessible. It's not like the best website, but it's not like with a bunch of ads and stuff like that. Jobs Online is a place, and you enter in your zip and everything, and you create an account and you do the searching, and then as they update the site with new jobs in the area, they'll email you, and they won't tell you what the jobs are, but they'll just say, there's an update, there are more jobs in the area,
shoot.
Log on to the site.
What's
and,
wrong?
I'm sending this from the wrong address.
Just cancel it then and send it from...
Oops.
Resend. Do a...
Well, it already... It already sent from my Cisco Vision. But
oh, that's
fine. Not
you
on announced.
You want to send from your Cisco Vision.
Is that... That's not what's on announced, though.
Yeah, it is. I think. It can be. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay.
I
so
can go
those
and
are
and...
good choices. You got lots of different choices. You could even just Google. Some people have Googled and found some stuff, but that isn't the best way to do it. You can
CareerBuilder.com
is
also
career builder.
Good. I
yeah,
liked. Okay,
good.
I liked. Sorry, I was trying to write at the same time you were, and you know how well I multitask.
Oh yes, that's okay.
Not very well.
Okay. Anyone else have any really good ones, or? Shall we move on? Okay, so what you're going to do, basically, is you're going to go... I think you've got a table, and you've got to find three jobs. And you've got to fill out the information that is asked for in the table. Now, is anyone unfamiliar with how to use tables in their screen reader of choice?
I haven't done that, but it seemed to be pretty simple based on the information that's already there to just tab across from one element to another and fill it in.
Now, what screen reader do you use?
I use JAWS.
Okay, so to move around a table, you have some commands. And to get to the top of a table, the first cell is Alt-Control-Home. To get to the bottom is Alt-Control-End. To move between cells in a table, you can use Alt-Control-Left, Alt-Control-Right, Alt-Control-Up, and Alt-Control-Down.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, sounds
good. It's so interesting. I've had to go through that a lot this week because I have done a lot of computer training when I was in high school, and they trained us on tables and things like that with JAWS, and it seemed like second nature, and then I kind of kept it in the back of my brain, and I had usually when I would go through tables, I would just up, down, arrow, blah, 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 read through the internet page, and because I didn't really see tables all that much, and so I had to read through a lot of manuals and stuff and catch up on my keystrokes because it just seemed so second nature, and it was like I didn't remember what I was doing.
Yeah.
So, that was fun.
Same here, actually.
Yes.
I have added your sean@ciscavision.org to the accepts filter on announce, so it shouldn't block them anymore. Just so you know.
Yay! Because I went in and I was like, am I going to have to go... And I'm in here looking and I'm like, wait, I don't see it. He must have fixed it.
Yeah, I got there before you did. But the reality is that because you can either subscribe both addresses and set one as no mail, or you can do what I do and just add your other address to the accepts, but you should probably stop using your Gmail address to post to announce anyway, so it's your...
Yeah, I will do that. I still like to get announce messages in my Gmail because otherwise I miss them. But yeah, I will stop posting from announce.
And subscribe your other one and just set it no mail.
Yeah, that'd work too.
All right. So any questions?
So you have a task list now.
Yay, task list.
Yes, everybody has a task list. You'll get it soon.
Mm-hmm. I apologize.
I do too. It's half my fault. It really is.
We broke it together, but that's okay.
That's the usual way. Okay, so any other questions about tables? Everybody understands how to run them? Rob, you're very quiet. I don't know if you've tried to speak, but nobody's heard anything if you've said anything. It's okay if you haven't, but yeah. All right. So is everybody okay with their internet research skills on the job lab? Is this something that everybody thinks they're going to be able to do okay and find a couple jobs or, you know, three jobs and then say which one they want and why? Is that doable for everyone?
Should be. I don't see any problem with it, but...
I don't have any problems with that.
Okay. Well, I think it's time to get on to the main event then, which is your 1.4.7 computer build. Now, Sean was talking to you guys about... You went through form factor last week, didn't you?
Yes.
All right. So, guys, can anyone tell me what three components you need to have as part of a form factor? What makes up your computer's form factor?
I'll take a shot at that.
Go for it.
It's your case, your motherboard, and your power supply.
Good job.
Fantastic.
These three all need to work together to match up. Now, I don't know if we talked about this last week, but if we haven't, I'll tell you, but people may have read this as well. what three components need the same socket or slot type?
I don't know if we've got here.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
Okay. Well, you're going to need your motherboard, your CPU, and your heatsink. So those all have to match.
Awesome. Motherboard.
Your front motherboard.
CPU and heatsink.
Okay. I'm answering a couple questions for you guys that are on the lab, I know. But this is important for you to understand how this computer build works. You also have to have the kind and amount of RAM that your front side bus, your chipset will allow you to have. I think that's a test question, unless they've taken that off. you're going to need adapter cards that fit into the slots that you've got. All right. Does everybody kind of understand that?
When you look at the specification for your motherboard, does it tell you what kind of slots you have and how many?
Let's have a look at that right now. Let's open up 1.4.7, and I'll give you guys a minute to do that, and we'll demystify the specifications you guys were given.
I'm just going to find it.
I'm doing this.
And of course, I just pressed enter on the 1.1.2 accidentally.
Yep. We're looking for 1.4.7, guys.
Then you've got to wait for Word to open. Have fun.
Absolutely. You have to wait for Word to open and... And this is the slow computer today.
Okay, got that open.
Alright, let's have a look at our case first. This is the base. They've given us a case, and they've said exactly what this case can hold. It's a mid-tower case, which is basically a tower case that you'd put into a computer desk. So you guys know what that would kind of look like. It's got an ATX form factor. You guys remember talking about that yesterday. We were actually speaking about that. It has different types of bays. It has, let me look here again.
It's got 2 3.5. It's got 2 5.25. 2 internal 5.25.
Yes. So let's talk about it. I don't know if we got to bays.
I don't think we actually got. No, I don't think we got.
But we can talk about it anyway. Anyone have any ideas what might go in an internal 5.5-inch bay? Or 5.25-inch bay?
That would have to be a hard disk, since you can't put a floppy disk inside.
The floppy disk goes in the 3.5-inch.
Hang on, which one are you talking about? No, hard disks don't go in the 5.25.
I'm looking at the wrong thing.
5.25 would be CDs or DVDs?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. Hold on just a sec.
CD or DVD?
The specs actually don't make any
internal,
sense.
It meant it didn't open to the outside world.
Yeah, it does. It would be.
It says 2 external 5.25 and 2 internal ones, which I don't understand.
Yeah,
you're
either.
That is a bit.
That doesn't make sense. So,
you can do.
Yeah, we can Google these specs up, and we can see because I think that's actually a printing
right
error. Because it
sounds
would have
like
to be 3.5-inch internal bays. Because there's nothing.
No, that part it says right.
Yeah, no, it has 2 externals, but it would be 2 instead of 5.25 external or internal bays. It would be 3.5 internal.
Yeah, you're right.
So they have messed that up. This case
would
probably actually have 2 internal 3.5-inch bays for 2 hard drives. Mark is right. Your 2 external 5.25 bays could be for optical drives, like a CD or DVD player. And your 2 external 3.5-inch bays would be for a floppy disk drive or a card reader. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. I can see that.
Sorry, I've been missing stuff, but couldn't you use an internal 5.25 for hard drives, Grace?
Because 5.25s, that wouldn't fit a hard drive.
Not even a... Okay, I'll have to have a look at my drives. I thought it had
fit
an IDE drive.
IDE drives and SATA drives are the same size.
Oh, okay.
3.5-inch hard drives and... laptops are usually 2.5 to 1.5. But yeah, she's right.
So that was a typo that I've never even noticed before now. okay.
Yeah,
so
I didn't either.
So you've got 7 expansion slots. Those are the things on the back that you can put your, you can pull your expansion cards up to and take the back plate off of, and then your expansion slots ports will poke through there, and you'll be able to use them.
And we will talk about adapter cards next week, because we didn't get there yet either.
You have some audio ports, so you can hook up your motherboard's audio to the front and back. You've got some USB ports, and you've got some FireWire ports. Pretty simple case. Any questions on the case?
No, that's clear. Thank you.
Okay. You don't have to look for another case or anything. That's basically what they've provided you to build.
And in the next one, they want you to look for a power supply.
So your power supply, you got to make sure that it has enough power to run your board. I'd go with something over 400 watts, between 400 and 600 watts. You can go more if you want to, but you might just be spending a lot of money and it might be a bit of overkill. We won't fail you if you pick up a big 1200 watt power supply, but you don't need to. So, guys, where do you think we could look for a power supply?
I think that's what I did.
You did.
Tiger Direct.
Well, that's
would be
okay.
One place.
All right.
Tiger Direct is
Tiger
good.
Direct. So let's go on Tiger Direct. Everybody can open their browsers, and let's have a look for some power supply.
Where are some other sites in case you, that people can think of in case, well, maybe you
oh,
don't
we'll do
want
another
Tiger
site for the
Direct.
Next one.
Oh, okay, okay, fair enough. I actually wasn't with you when you went through this in study group because I was doing 1.2 last time. It's kind of nice to have everyone on
yeah,
the same
Yeah, people need a job lab,
lab this
done last
time.
Term, and I think most of them can handle it this year.
Yeah, that's good.
So, I like to actually, you can do a search if you want to. If you wanted to search, what might you type into the search box here? Any ideas?
How about power supply to get the big picture?
You could. ATX power supply would break it down a little more and get you exactly what you
yeah.
need, more like what you want.
But what deal would you like to find today? That's cute.
Yeah. What I think I'm going to do is actually drill down, though. I'm going to click on computer part. Power
Why
supplies.
Why do you want to bring up a pop-up window?
I don't know. I didn't let it. And I'm
what did you guys
here.
Say this website is? Tiger
TigerDirect.com.
Uh-huh.
TigerDirect.com. No, I'm just kidding. Ooh, and it even tells you a little bit about what they are.
And I can click on the ATX form factor down here to even take it down by more.
And where do you see
Not
that?
Not by much more, because I have 200 power supplies to look through.
Where do you see that link?
It was just up underneath all the brands of power supplies. And it'll let you choose by wattage. So if you want to choose a wattage, you can do that. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I see. 4-pin P4. Okay, sure. No.
Now, if anyone...
Oh, I know what that is. That's
if
connectors
anyone...
on it.
Yeah. If anyone has a power supply, besides Chris, because he's out, because he just suggested the website. So, Chris, you get to sit here and not put in suggestions. But I want people to find a motherboard, or not motherboard, a power supply that they think they might want the class to have a look at. And we'll decide if that's going to be right for our purchase. And once you find one, you're and click on it and go into the page of the power supply, I want you to copy the link and paste it into chat and then let us know that you've pasted it because we won't hear it because the link will be too long. And then we'll all have a look and we'll decide if it's going to be good for the computer. And you don't have to be right.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, this web's okay.
Melissa and Marlene, you are not in chat, so you will not see the link when it comes through, or be able to post one, so you might want to hit the chat button
yeah,
to open
I'm
the chat
I'm trying to get
window.
There. Bear with me, I've got a slow computer
it's okay.
here, so.
It's okay, no problems, just telling
I'm
you, because I will forget.
I'm actually looking for the power supply, so I can
I will forget when I'm not in
link.
Chat, and I need somebody to remind me, so it's not, it's nothing
personal. You weren't in chat?
No, sometimes I will not be, and I'll need someone to tell me.
Yeah, I think we all do that.
I even forget sometimes, don't worry.
Ooh, and you can sort them. And...
Does anyone... Oh, this is going to be a stupid question, but what is PSU? Mm-hmm. Is that power supply unit?
Yep. I believe
okay.
so.
Okay. Sorry if that was a dumb question.
No, there's no,
no
question.
No, that's a perfectly
dumb.
Reasonable
the
question.
The only dumb question is the one you don't ask. Luke's going to go eat. And Sean, you're out too, by the way. So am I.
I know. I'm looking anyway.
Cool.
Thermal take, Jaws says.
Yes, thermal take.
It's actually thermal tech.
Is it? I've always thought
I believe
it was
it's thermal tech.
Take.
I'm gonna look.
Now I have to look at it on my Braille display. It is thermal
take. No, it
take.
Is thermal take. Never mind. I'm thinking of another something.
That's okay. It's funny, though.
I think there is a thermal tech that does heat sinks or something.
Alright, and Melissa has just pasted something into the chat for us. And let's have a look at what she has found.
Why is my alt key stuck? Oh, that's better.
Now, if anyone else has found a power supply, hold that thought. Because we may need it again if there is something up with Melissa.
Oh, I wasn't in the chat either. So I don't actually see her link.
Tell me when you're in it.
I am. Oh, there we go.
Has everybody opened up the page where we found Melissa's power supply?
Hang on just a second.
No, she's Oops, falling off. Marlene, Rob, you guys with us?
Good, why did I... Oh, I know why I got on this computer, because Malwarebytes was on the other one.
I haven't found her link yet.
Okay, it's in the chat. It's in the Ventrilo chat area. She's pasted it, and you can select it and copy it out of there.
Ooh, not many people reviewed it, not that, that matters much. Oh dear. You're gonna have to find... Because every time that you were moving by word, we were hearing... Your screen reader.
Who is that?
Says it's not available. So I think we're going to have to pick something else.
Yes, possible.
Although they... Wait, hang on.
Ah, but we can get a 430-watt or 600-watt.
Well, let's hope they're available.
No, it says that they're available in 430-watt or 600-watt, so we can't get the 500-watt one that she's picked.
Oh, okay.
So let's go 600.
Yeah, that's what I did. Come on. Oh,
your
by the
power
way, the stuff
wasn't
in the
available,
JAWS
Melissa.
Folder, that was Jamal's scripty bits, so I'm not sure why it thought those were spyware, but it's not JAWS itself.
Marlene, did you find the link?
No, not yet.
Yes, it's working.
Yes, it's working.
That's working.
There's a box that says TTS. Enable TTS. You might check that in the chat window, though.
You don't think you know which?
No, it's not that. It's not that. I sent a chat. I sent a chat, and the Ventrilo just completely crashed on me. It wasn't anything to do with TTS, so that's why I wasn't quite sure. Oh, that's weird.
Oh, no, we're talking to Marlene about her chat. Okay, so in the chat window, you've got a text box where you can type, and you've got a read-only edit box. Her link is in the read-only edit box.
Okay, now what was wrong with that power supply that I chose?
It was unavailable.
But the 600-watt version is.
Yeah, it said also available in...
In 400...
Yeah,
it said also on 400 and 600, so I thought perhaps when I was looking at that, I thought, oh, okay, it's available in different brands.
It's available in different form factors. So we clicked on the 600 link. We're going to help Marlene with her chat now.
Different powers, actually.
Sorry, I don't have a read-only box.
You're fine. Okay, what do you have in your chat window?
You don't?
I have something that says Melissa left the chat, then she came back and said...
That's your read-only box. So go scroll up. Scroll up one more line and there's your link.
Yep.
Did you find it?
It may have wrapped around because when I saw the link, I noticed that it had multi-lined itself.
It does come on two lines.
I found where it is.
Oh, perfect. Okay, cool.
Melissa.row:\link.http
All right, cool. So we'll wait for Marlene to get onto the page and click that 600 link, and then we'll all look at it together.
Sorry about that. When I saw it was also 400, I thought it was available, so sorry about that.
That's okay.
As we said, you don't have to be right.
Whoa!
What?
There are 6 auto power connectors on here. Wow.
That's what you want. You'll have plenty of stuff for places
yeah,
to plug in your
you
hard
will.
Drives and your... optical drives, won't you? Good job,
okay,
Melissa.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, I really like that power supply, and I didn't want to pick like the highest one, and I didn't want to pick the lowest one, so I kind of just
well, 600's a pretty decent power supply, and it's available, so you've got that
well,
going.
Yeah, well, no, I know that, but I was just kind of pick one at random, so.
Ooh.
I don't know if you heard me. I found it.
Yay! Yes, we heard you. We're just having a look at this. So I'm just looking to see if there's anything I see wrong with it. You guys can have a look too. Because now we have to pick it apart. Because if we get the wrong thing for our computer builder, it's not going to work for us. For our computer build, it's not going to work for us. So I'm looking and just seeing. And if anyone has any questions about anything they see on this page, let me know and I'll try and answer them.
It looks pretty good, I think.
How are you guys getting to the text that you want to look at in Tiger? I'm finding it difficult. I can't go by headings and stuff.
N may work. Unfortunately, are you using NVDA?
I am.
Okay.
One of
try
the things
N.
I find irritating about okay. NVDA is that N does not work as reliably as it does in JAWS to get you where you need to be. I think the threshold is too big that he's using. But I don't know if you can configure it.
You can figure it in JAWS. Yeah, it's a big block of text.
Or P.
So we don't...
P might work, too.
P, yeah, per paragraph.
Yeah.
I just page down until I find it. I didn't actually use any hotkeys. I just...
That works,
here's
too.
Here's where it is. Bigger. Do I need to go up higher? Lower? Here it is. I just have a really strange...
See, I never do that. I never do that. Wow, it would work.
It's quick.
And I'm sure it works for you, but that's funny. I just...
Wow, seems like a pretty
inexpensive
item.
I do enough
muddling
around trying to find my place on the Mac, so I don't want to be doing page down.
Ooh, oh, it's got a nice 120. Go ahead, sorry.
That's okay. What? The one thing I found with Tiger Direct is everything they sell, which is why I started buying from them in the first place, is fairly inexpensive, but still works to the best of its abilities.
Yep, when I did my real computer build, because in a class I was in you actually had to do a real one, I bought a lot of things from Tiger Direct. Now, one thing I like about this power supply is it has a nice, big 120mm fan. That means that fan is going to be big, spin fairly slowly, and not be loud, but still give you lots of cooling power.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, because the last thing you need to hear is this big motor running around.
Oh, yeah.
My first computer that was my own was an HP, and I don't know what they had in it, but God, it was loud. The power supply fan in it was loud.
Wow.
That was a mini tower, too. Hated that thing.
1,000 hours? What does that mean?
100,000 hours. Mean time between failure is what MTBF means. That's
yeah,
the how
that's
long they
meant.
Think it
Sorry.
Will work before it dies. How accurate
okay.
that is, I have no idea. And what a good figure there is, I guess the higher the better, but I don't know what an average
I don't. 100,000 hours is probably fine. Oh, Melissa,
probably
you picked a good one.
Yeah.
This is a universal power supply, no flipping a voltage switch.
Yeah,
it's
I noticed that.
For you.
Yay, I actually did something right.
Of course! You've got fully sleeved cables. The cables are all nice and, they're in sleeves.
Oh,
and yeah, all going to be very easy to work.
I looked at the name and I was like, well, that sounds fancy, so let's try that one.
3-year warranty and lifetime technical support.
Yeah, I was
that's
like,
awesome.
Well, heck yeah, man. And so that's why I just kind of browsed through it, and I was like, well, I don't know, like, half the terms on this page, but it seemed like with a tech support and how inexpensive the item was, it seemed like it would really work out.
Yeah, this
I'm
seems like
sure
a very good power supply and a very good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they even have a rebate. They have a
$20, yeah,
$20 off rebate, too. Which should probably
yeah,
be more
I saw
of a pain
that.
To deal
I was like,
with
ooh,
than
nice.
It's worth,
but... Well,
so guys,
as inexpensive as these parts yeah. are, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. So, guys, this power supply will work for our computer. So, if you want to make a note of this page, you can use it in your worksheet and fill out the table. And all the stuff you need is right on this page for that power supply. There you go.
I'm going to bookmark it.
Yes, I would say you should.
Now, I didn't have a problem with that particular question. That's how I was able to look it up. It was the next one that I was having issues with.
Yep. Fair enough. We'll go through that next. We've got about 15 more minutes of study group, and we'll go through that. We will come back to this worksheet next week as well. So, that's okay. We'll come back to our computer build next
week. All right. I just remembered one thing I really, 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 really like about Tiger Direct.
What?
They've got print this page links, and if you choose those, then you get another page with, like, almost no clutter at all.
Ooh.
So if you really want to simplify your life, yeah, it's fantastic. And those are just one of the things, printer-friendly versions, sometimes you'll hit it and it'll just bring up the print box, and then you say, no, no, no. But other times you'll get a cut-down page and you're like, holy crap, that's really useful. And I try to get people to use them because they can really make things easier. And they have it for every item I've ever seen on Tiger Direct has one of these.
Any questions on the process?
Before.
Oh, yeah. I like Tiger Direct.
It was new to me when I did
and
this.
It really looks good. I used to use newegg.com, and it isn't quite this slick.
No, Tiger Direct is very slick.
Yeah, I've heard of this, and I just... Wow, it's pretty cool. Yeah, but I've seen other sites, like... You know, you would look on eBay and see if anyone was selling any power supplies, and you look at the specs there, and it's like...
I know another good one, but you have to use the search box with it.
What's that?
Pricewatch.com.
Oh, I love Pricewatch.
If you know the exact model number you want, you can't drill down worth crap on it. It's a very, at least it used to be, really awful to try and browse Pricewatch. But what it does is it gathers together prices from various places, and it'll tell you... Okay, this product was available at TigerDirect, let's say. It found it from there, but it's a nice way to find good prices from a number of places. You just have to know exactly what you want to find, because you can't browse very well.
Yeah, I'm braver than you. I don't think you're meant to. I type an ATX power supply, and I just go from there. And if you
well,
know
that'd
what you
work
want,
too.
If you know exactly what you want and what you're looking
what
for,
I mean,
that's
actually,
fine.
That's what I mean. You have to type in the kind of thing you want.
But I realized that it doesn't do what a lot of students need it to do. For me, it's awesome because I know exactly what I'm looking for. And I know exactly, how, you know, I know what's good and what's not. I know that I don't want the home brand, you know, 200-watt power supply. So it's a great resource if you know really know, you know, what you're looking for. And know a bit about computer components. For you guys, TigerDirect or Newegg, which will guide you, is
Tiger
probably
is
a better bet.
Tiger is good. Well, Tiger even does, too. I noticed it said that a power supply does this, and this form factor is good. So it even has some explanatory text as well.
Okay, dumb question. What is active PFC?
Couldn't tell you.
I'm actually not sure.
Yeah.
They obviously think it's a good thing, and if you wanted
like,
to...
What?
Maybe power.
I
want to
see something.
I think that sounds
Let's
possibly
see if...
somewhat right, but don't take my word for it. You can Wikipedia it.
True, true.
Now, what
well, it's not
guys...
that definition.
Go ahead, Chris.
I was wondering about Wikipedia and what the research protocols were for you guys, for your for the academy as far as that goes.
I'll accept Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is good.
Because they do actually edit and look at that. If you're wrong, though, if someone's wrong about something on Wikipedia, I will point it out to you, and I will tell you to go look it up again. So when you actually do your research, if you think that I might have questions on something that you've researched, you may want to include links in your worksheets, because then I can look things up and help
you. I say include links for everything. Grace will tell you, I put links for everything. Everything, and there was two reasons for that. First of all, if she did have a question, she could look at it. Second of all, and I've discovered this, you know, almost a year later, if I really need something, if it's a resource, it's in my lab, and I can go back to my lab. I can go back to my troubleshooting resources lab. Where? Hang on, I found this great iPod resource. Where? Oh, here it is, and because I put the link there, and unless it's moved, I can use those same pages. You know, even now. So, I don't care if you put links for every single item you find in every single... I would rather that than none at all.
Yeah, because you... This
does
lab
anyone
book,
know
you're done with
how
it.
To... Does anyone not know how to take an exact link from their web browser and put it into a worksheet?
I think I know how to do that.
It's okay if
I
you guys don't.
Do that.
How about if you just go over it in case we don't know?
That's fine.
Okay, that's fine. So, if you're using Internet Explorer, you're going to do Alt-D for the address bar, and when you do Alt-D, it takes the address and selects it. So all you have to do is go Alt-D, and then Control-C for copy, and then paste it. If you're using Firefox, Control-L will take you to the address bar and select the page. Be careful in Internet Explorer you don't do Control-L because that brings up the open box, which does not have the current address filled in. So Alt-D or F6. Another tip, once you've gone into the one of the things I found with Internet Explorer is it's really easy to get stuck in the address bar, and then you have to hit Tab about 900 times. And I found a solution to that thanks to my Windows 7 book. If you hit Control-F6, it will do its best to take you from the address bar and toolbar and all that garbage to the main page itself, and it works about 80% of the time.
That is brilliant.
So
thank you.
Once you've gotten your address out and you're like, how do I get back to the stupid page again, usually Control-F6 will do it. Be careful if you're on a netbook. If you do Control-F5, it'll refresh it again. But yeah, it's that's a cool thing. So both of those are awesome.
Any questions on our power supply before we have a quick go through of the motherboard specs?
Oh.
Okay.
What are the rails? Sorry.
That is how power goes through the power supply.
Okay.
That's electrical engineering fun.
Yeah, they're like showing all
I'm
these.
I'm sure if we really wanted to know.
If we want to know
I'm
all
sure
about this, we can ask Carrie, and he will tell us all about
or
all.
Or Will, if Will comes
Will
on,
tell you too.
He'll know too. Both of them.
Yeah, because I'm seeing all this terminology and I'm going, ah!
You don't have to worry too much about that. What you have to worry about is how many watts is it, what kind of fan, how many connectors, and maybe how efficient it is, how many...
Because 80 plus is good.
80 plus is fine. You need to know if it's universal or if it has a switch that you need to flick for the voltage. The rails and stuff, they're usually basically going to be, you know, fairly standard, and that isn't something you really have to worry about. That's more of the electrical engineering stuff, and, well, that's basically what it is. If you want to know, ask Carrie. He will tell you all about it.
But yeah, it's not, that part is not as important as some of the things about the design, the connectors, that kind of thing.
You are a computer technician, not an engineer, and we don't expect you to be one.
So the fan here is 120...
Yep.
Which is the MM stand for, motor
millimeter.
Millimeter. Oh, okay, then the millimeter, okay. I wasn't sure if
I saw one that was a 140 case. And I went, oh my god, on the bestseller page. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. But 120 is good too.
Yeah, 120 is very nice. Okay. So we're going to go through these specs and talk about them. What is... does the first thing, LGA 775, mean and refer to? Does anybody know? Okay, that's all right. LGA, LAN Grid Array 775 connectors, is the package of your CPU. So your motherboard can accept a CPU that fits into a socket LGA 775. So when you're doing your CPU research, you don't want an 1156. You want to make sure that your CPU package is an LGA 775, or it will not work with this motherboard.
It will not fit.
Nah. Anyone know what DDR2 800 is?
Sounds like we're clueless about this stuff.
We hadn't really got to some of this.
Yes, it does.
It does.
It does. DDR2 is the RAM type, so you do not want DDR3. You do not want DDR. Your RAM must be DDR2. And you want a speed that is 800 or slower. Preferably 800. So if your RAM is 1066, you don't want to put it in this board necessarily.
It would work, but you're not getting the most for your... for your money or your RAM chip.
Now, if you did get that part, that type of... I'm sorry. Someone was speaking.
That's all right. No, it was their screen reader. It's okay.
It's all right.
Okay, now, if you did get that type, would it slow down the performance of the PC?
It just wouldn't work as well. Apparently, they've done a RAM upgrade. I do remember this because I was looking this up, that you could put 1066 RAM into it and it'll accept it. But honestly, I just put 800 in because that's what it really gets calling for, or 800 or slower, and you'll be right every time with this motherboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So it's also telling us that it has SATA connectors. That is all good. Our drives must be SATA. You cannot put an IDE, well, actually you could put an IDE into this motherboard, I believe, because it has some IDE connectors. Let me just...
SATA's easier, though.
You wouldn't want to put SATA's way easier to plug. It has PCIe 16.
Don't get Drew started on how much he hates IDE.
Oh, yeah, he'll just go off.
it's funny.
A PCIe X16, which is important because that is the kind of video card you're going to want, because that is the best type of video card. Now, for the video card, you don't need to go fancy. What you do want to do for a video card is make sure that you have at least 512 megs of RAM with that video card, so that you don't have to share all your video card doesn't hog all of your internal RAM. So you want a video card with some dedicated RAM.
I remember my computer from 1996. It was a big deal because it came with a 1 meg video card. Funny
your
looking back.
Your front side bus for your CPU can go anywhere. It is 1066 or lower. So any CPU that has an FSB of 1066, because your CPU and motherboard's FSB must match. So you've got a few choices here of the FSBs you want.
Shouldn't the memory match too?
Doesn't have to.
Not so much.
Doesn't not necessarily.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
BIOS can change, can make you able to do things higher or lower than FSBs. So the CPU and motherboard must always match. The memory, not so much anymore. Okay, we might have just blown your brains out, and you might be holding your head and being like, oh my gosh, what do I do? But don't worry. We've got another half of Module 1 next week, and we'll come back to this and start looking for CPUs, heat sinks, all of that stuff next week. But I've just gone over these specs so you have something to think about. And when you hear Sean talk about some of this stuff next week, you will be like, oh, we talked about this. So, for now, does anyone have any questions? Oh, the X16 refers to the length of the video card. It has more connectors, and it is the fastest of the PCI Express slots. It's the best, it's the biggest, it's the most powerful, because you have smaller PCI Express slots.
In other words, just make sure that it matches. It doesn't necessarily, at this point, because you haven't learned about it yet, it doesn't necessarily matter why, but just make sure it matches, at least for this one, because we'll come back to adapter cards next week. That's towards the end of the thing, so we'll come back to that.
Yes. Any other questions? All right. Good job, everybody. Good job slogging through this and working through this as best you could. Everybody did real well.
Thanks for participating.
Yeah, thank you for participating. And don't worry if it seems a bit overwhelming. This module is probably the hardest module because it gives you so much stuff to memorize and learn and all of that. It does get easier, and you will eventually understand what we're talking about. Right, Luke? He's probably gone off.
He pulled a Drew.
He pulled a Drew. He's not actually here.
I think I
heard these guys haven't met Drew, have they?
I think I heard someone volunteer to record this. So
I did.
I'm going to be eager to go through all this.
Yep. Yes, yes, yes. There will be recordings. There's about three people who have recorded.
Me and you.
And Melissa. Oh, Melissa dropped off. So no, Melissa is invalid. That's why we have three. Because it happens.
Yeah, like yesterday when I closed the stupid Ventrilo window.
Go ahead, Marlene.
So those recordings will be in the audio?
The recordings will be under Study Group, under Grace and Sean, and I think that's in the IT
Essentials. We will announce
audio. We'll announce where they are.
We will announce where they are, and because they're new, we'll actually put a link to where they are, at least give you an idea of where they are.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
But it may be a bit before that happens.
I'm going to upload it to Carrie now because I think some of the people here are really eager to go over this recording again.
Me
included.
You
got that right.
That's okay. That's all right. That's what
it's
for.
That's what it's for.
I think I'll give my brain a rest and do it in the morning.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this is why we're doing social in a few minutes.
Yeah, we're quitting. But we only have an hour of study group because it can be quite a bit of work. But thank you guys for showing up. That is really good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. We're really, really glad that you guys participated. And, yeah, thank you very, very much for coming and giving it a shot and putting yourselves out there and participating. Your other students will thank you, and basically, shame for not showing up if you're listening to this recording and not here!